Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to get to talk to writer Dean Weingarten, who's still somewhere in the beautiful, I'm sure the beautiful state of Wisconsin. I've never been, so I'm going to just presume it is a beautiful state. Is it, Dean?
But yes, a great deal of it is. You know, some of the urban landscapes are just urban landscapes, but most of the state is rolling countryside with farms and woodlots, and then as you get north, more and more woods and lots of lakes and rivers. Mostly very photogenic and clear. And in winter, it's all white.
Any bears any bears in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the northern part of the state has lots of bears. The bear population has grown enormously since I was a child. Back then, you could see bears if you went to dumps that were open at the time, where there'd be a few bears foraging for food at the dump. But other than that, you almost never saw them. And then a few years ago, when I went up to visit, I saw about a dozen bears in 2 weeks. So the bear population has grown incredibly, and the number of bears harvested has grown in large numbers. And I just read in a local paper that here down near Madison, which is the capital city in the state, a bear was seen in the outskirts of one of the local towns, just wandering about, and fortunately it was still leery enough of people that it left. But bear population has gone up enormously in my lifetime.
Well, let's talk about Sergeant Daniel Perry out of Austin, Texas. He's had a bit of unfortunate stuff happen to him, and I mean, it was unfortunate the situation he was put in, but the what followed with it is worse. So, tell me about this.
It's a very, very nasty situation for all concerned, and this occurred back in 2020 when there were still quite a few protests for based on what I would say false premises with the Black Lives Matter protests. And since the Black Lives Matter organizers have turned out to be frauds and cheats and, you know, taking a lot of the money.
Grifters.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Or maybe you could say that, you know, grifters took over the organization. I mean, either way, the results are much the same. But the Black Lives Matter protests were always based primarily on frauds. The idea that Trayvon Martin was murdered by a racist was never true. It was never even close. The idea that his killing involved stand your ground law was never true. It was never even close. And I've written extensively about that. And of course, the whole Ferguson, Missouri situation, in which they claimed that the person who was killed said he had his hands up, don't shoot, that turned out all to be fraudulent as well. So we had a lot of violence and a lot of nasty stuff happening at these protests that seemed to be significantly aided by the attitude in various government agencies, especially cities and state governments that facilitated these protests. So in July of 2020, July 25th, Sergeant Daniel Perry was working moonlighting as, I believe, an Uber driver. And according to him, he was driving in Austin, Texas, and he unexpectedly turned and found these Black Lives Matter protesters blocking his way. And he honked his horn and tried to move through the protest with his vehicle, but he was blocked by the protesters, who then surrounded his vehicle and beat on it and kicked it and pounded on it. And while this was going on, Garrett Foster, who was one of the four protesters, who was a white Air Force veteran, and he was carrying an AK-47 style semi-automatic rifle, he approached Perry's vehicle on the driver's side and is said to have motioned for him to roll down the window. And then after Sergeant Perry rolled down the window, he claims Foster raised the rifle toward him and he fired in self-defense. And his shot proved fatal to Foster. And he drove off trying to get out of the danger zone. And almost immediately after he fired, another protester fired at his vehicle, as he was driving away. That was pretty closely placed shots. So the police investigated this case, and I wrote about it at the time, and the police in Austin said that there wasn't a case, that this was self-defense, and there wasn't any reasonable case to be brought against Perry, and they recommended there be no charges brought. And this was about 10 o'clock at night, so it was not great visibility. I mean, there was a fair amount of artificial light around, but you couldn't really see a lot of great detail in the video. I mean, you could see that Foster had approached the vehicle of Sergeant Perry, that Perry had drove into the area where this crowd was blocking the street or passing in front of the vehicle on the street. And then you hear shots. He had stopped, you know, people were beating on the vehicle, and then the shots fired, and he drives off, and shots fired as he drives off. And so there was an election later on in 2020 for the county prosecutor. I guess he'd be the, let's see, what was his actual title? Travis County District Attorney. Austin is in Travis County. So in 2021, after he took office, the new district attorney convened a grand jury and brought forth evidence to the grand jury to get the grand jury to indict Sergeant Perry. Sergeant Perry had been released on his own recognizance, and he was on active duty at Fort Hood at the time, as I recall. So they had this grand jury, and the grand jury brought evidence, and there was some considerable controversy with the grand jury, because the detective, I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce his name, I'm going to say Fugit, F-U-G-I-T-T, complained to the media that the district attorney, Jose Garza, was severely biased against Sergeant Perry and was not allowing the grand jury to see exculpatory evidence that would show that it was reasonable to believe that Sergeant Perry had acted in self-defense. And that made quite a stir in the media, and I recall, you know, I think I wrote an article about that too. So the grand jury returned three indictments of Sergeant Perry in July of 2021. Now, the old saw is that a competent district attorney can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich.
Hang on right there. I'm just listening. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about what has happened to Sergeant Daniel Perry in Austin, Texas. And when we left off, Dean was talking about how a very competent prosecutor could prosecute a ham sandwich.
Right.
I believe that brings us up to speed. Tell me more.
It does. And so this prosecutor, who was elected after these events and after another prosecutor had refused to charge Sergeant Perry, One of the things that they did was they mined actively, data mined through all of the posts and emails and everything they could find on Sergeant Perry to see if there was anything they could bring out that would show that he had a predisposition to murder somebody at one of these Black Lives Matter protests. And they found some posts where he said that he might have to shoot or kill some people at a Black Lives Matter protest. Now, it struck me that it was probably in context where he said that if you know, he was caught in one of these and had to defend himself, he'd have to shoot some people. But that was, I think, was key in the trial. They found several other instances, and they brought one of his friends in to explain a conversation that he had had with Sergeant Perry. So they pulled out all the stops to find everything they could on social media that might be used to show that he had a predisposition to kill people in Black Lives Matter protests. Now, I don't know if the defense brought up that many people had been caught up in these protests as they were in vehicles, and people in Black Lives Matter protests had actively trapped those people, blocked their vehicles. Some people had been pulled out of cars and beaten. That others had been shot at. I mean, I can't conceive that the defense did not bring that up, but it's possible they didn't, or that the judge would not allow that in as evidence because it didn't happen in Austin, Texas at the time that this occurred. So the trial took place during March and April of 2023. So just this, at the beginning of April is when it ended. And Detective Fugit even testified at the trial about how, what had happened because he investigated the case. And I'm sure he explained why he thought this was defensible self-defense. I mean, I looked at it initially and I said, yeah. No jury in Texas was going to convict this Sergeant Perry because his vehicle was trapped by this mob. They beat on him on the vehicle. There were this clear threats of violence, and somebody walks up on you with an AK-47 and points it at you. That's pretty much a serious threat. But what it appears is that there wasn't any really clear video of what happened. Now, this is in considerable difference from the case of Kyle Rittenhouse up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, because there was very good video of just about everything that happened in the Kenosha, Wisconsin case. And one of the last person that Kyle Rittenhouse shot clearly pointed a pistol at him, and the video showed him pointing a pistol, showed Mr. Grosskreutz pointing a pistol at Kyle Rittenhouse, and then during testimony at trial, Mr. Grosskreutz admitted that he pointed the pistol at Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, in the Sergeant Perry trial, there wasn't clear video. And while Sergeant Perry, in his statement to police, which was admitted as evidence, said that the rifle was pointed at him, he apparently did not testify at the trial. Now, he's not required to. So that was another large difference between his trial and the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And so there were other protesters around the area, and they could not confirm that the rifle had been pointed at Sergeant Perry, although one of them, who was the person who fired shots at Sergeant Perry's vehicle right after he fired, made mention that the person that was shot had motioned with the AK-47 as if to say, move along. Well, of course, a motion like that is entirely in the eye of the beholder. And that motion toward move along could be just as easily seen as the motion of moving the muzzle to point at the person in the vehicle. But there was no good video. And So they convicted him. At the second day of the trial, the guy who was a friend of the person who was shot said, he said, "Hey, stay in the car," and sort of gestured at his gun like, "You don't really want to start anything right now." Well, that sounds like a threat to me. But there were a couple other things that mitigated that. One was there was no round in the chamber of the AK-47 style rifle, and the safety was on when the police examined it later. Now, it did have a magazine, you know, a standard magazine, about 30 rounds with plenty of ammunition in it. But the fact that it didn't have a round in the chamber and that the safety was on, well, not germane to the question of what was the mindset of Sergeant Perry, had some bearing, perhaps, on what the jury thought the mindset of Foster was. Now, that isn't something they should have taken into account, because it was what Sergeant Perry perceived that is the question in a self-defense trial. If he legitimately perceived that his life was in danger, then he would be justifiable in his response with deadly force.
Have you ever seen the movie Raising Arizona?
I have not.
So in Raising Arizona, the Nick Cage character, he's constantly doing armed robberies. But because he doesn't use live ammo, they keep giving him parole because obviously his intent is not bad while he's doing the armed robberies. That's what that sounds like to me.
It does. It sounds very similar. And so,
I tell you what, before you move on, we're coming up on the next break. This article is at amaland.com. This article was published on the 3rd of May. And I would suggest you go look at it, because this is pointing out a few things that we are doing. A few of us may be doing this. This is an unforced error. And you got to remember that anything that you do in your day-to-day life can be weaponized against you by the left. And this is very, very much painting that picture as we go on. More on this with Dean Weingarten when we get back. Definitely go read it, though. Definitely go read it. And the other 2,200-plus other articles that Dean has written as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. When it comes to the debt ceiling, the Biden administration thinks raising it is a no-brainer.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order and get to work on.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will make that clear tomorrow when he meets with congressional leaders. Closing arguments have wrapped up in the rape trial against former President Trump. A lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type. Trump denies any wrongdoing and claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. Jury deliberations will begin tomorrow. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for flight delays. Airlines would now be required to offer compensation beyond just refunds for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking with Dean Weingarten, talking about the unfortunate case of Sergeant Daniel Perry and how determined they were to convict him and everything else. And you were going over some things that might have that the jury right. might have been hearing that might really not have been germane to the discussion.
Right. Well, I think one of the big differences between the Rittenhouse trial and the Perry trial is that the people that Rittenhouse shot were kind of unsavory characters with long police records. And the first person he shot had a long history of mental problems and had been spent most of his life in prison for molesting young boys. So that wasn't a very sympathetic character. And he had tried to commit suicide just a few days before he was shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. And in fact, I've written that I think it was a case of suicide by Rittenhouse. You know, that he wanted to die, and he thought this was a way to do it. But in the case in Austin, Texas, with Sergeant Perry, the person who was shot, Mr. Foster, was a much more sympathetic character. He was an Air Force veteran. He'd gotten out of the service to take care of his significant other, described as his fiance. She'd become a quadriplegic, and he stuck with her and was caring for her and was taking care of her, and they went to these protests together, and while he carried the rifle, he also helped push along her wheelchair with her in it. This makes him a very sympathetic character. And so it's easy to see how a jury might say, well, this was a good guy, and he got shot by somebody, so it had to be a bad thing. And it is a bad thing, but whether it was justified or not is a separate question. And then, as you've mentioned, and as I mentioned in the article, anything you put on social media, anything you make a digital record of, is going to be there just about forever. And it can be found by people, including prosecutors. And because Sergeant Perry had made some, I would suggest, mildly unwise comments in social media that could be interpreted as showing the mindset predisposed to shoot protesters, I think that was really important in this case. And if the social media comments had not been there, I suspect that Sergeant Perry might never have been found guilty of murder. He was found not guilty of aggravated assault and of a misdemeanor, I think it was propensity to for violent behavior. Let's see if I get that right. But that was a misdemeanor, and he was found not guilty of those two things, but they found him guilty of murder. Now, immediately after this, there was an enormous outcry because people remembered that the police had decided that there was no case here to begin with,
right,
back in 2020. And so Governor Abbott actually said that he would pardon Sergeant Perry. But there's a caveat there. And the caveat is that in Texas, the governor does not have absolute pardon power. He can only act on pardons which are referred to him by a committee that looks at pardons and says, well, we think this person should be pardoned or that person. If the committee doesn't refer a person to him, he can't pardon them. So it's up in the air what will happen there. Governor Perry has said he'll pardon Governor Abbott has said he will pardon Sergeant Perry if this pardon committee will forward to him the recommendation that Perry be pardoned. But that's what it will take. Now, some history of this in that a previous Texas governor pardoned a famous or infamous gunfighter, John Wesley Hardin, in 1894. The governor was Jim Hogg, and he had spent 15 years in prison for the death of a deputy sheriff. And the governor ended up pardoning him, and pretty much it was because of public outcry that said, well, this was a gunfight, it was self-defense, and Hardin was a person who should be pardoned because it was, you know, both people were at fault and was self-defense. So something like that could happen, but it's not anything you want to depend on, and Sergeant Perry may end up spending some years in jail, and it may or may not happen. We will see. And as you made the point in the last segment, this shows graphically and dramatically that you do want to be very careful what you say and what you put on digital media, because it's all going to be there forever. And a prosecutor can hunt through that and hire people and spend hundreds of or thousands or tens of thousands of dollars combing through all your past records to see if you have said something that can be used against you in a court of law.
Well, in today's world, there just is no,
hiding.
There's no hiding. I mean, I used to say stuff when I was a kid that would get me put in jail today if I still said it as a kid. I mean, we used to play cowboys and Indians. And we'd run around going, I just blew your head off. Fall down. You know, all this other stuff. The Indian would fall down and everything. And nowadays, they would look at that and they say, we are rehearsing for a rampage killing.
They very well could.
And especially in this case. But once again, the Sorosian DA shows his true colors. Although we did lose one this past week. We did lose a Soros DA. We lost Kim Gardner.
Kim Gardner. Oh, man. And she is one of... I would argue one of the worst, because, you know, she worked very hard at not enforcing the law for certain people. And she worked very hard at enforcing the law. to the nth degree for people she didn't like.
Right.
So, and they're looking at criminal penalties for her. She's claimed that her resignation is a tactical move to deprive them of power against her. Whether or not that's true, we will see.
Do you know how many cases she dismissed?
I don't know, but she would do a lot of very questionable tactics. Instead of actually dismissing a case, she would, have her prosecutors just wouldn't show up in court. Well, there'd be nobody to go forward with it, so they couldn't do anything.
Well, however, whatever label you want to put on it, during her tenure, 12,000 cases did not go through the process.
Yeah. It's amazing. But she found time to go after that couple in St. Louis who displayed weapons to protect their house on private property.
Right. The McCluskeys?
Yes. And I've written about it, I should remember. But so she obviously was just the opposite of what you would expect a diligent prosecutor to be.
Well, she had an agenda, and it was all based on that Soros chaotic anarchic.
Yes, and she, didn't she go after? She went after one of the Missouri's governors, I think.
Right.
And that was all a trumped up case that was made on false arguments. It turned out on testimony that was highly questionable. She was a very political prosecutor, and she used the power office to go after people she politically disliked and to protect people she politically liked.
Well,
very blatant.
We're going into the break. Hang on. We're going to be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. Got a little snippet here I see that I want to discuss with him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, and I saw this and I want to talk about this. North Dakota has reformed their carry law. Tell me about this, because this is very, I mean, how many other states have it like this? To, you know, tell me the whole thing.
There never were very many states, but there were a few, were a couple actually, that when they created their constitutional carry bills, they limited constitutional carry to residents of the state. And the only two I know that were actually clear about it were Wyoming and North Dakota. And this created kind of a weird category of states where there's constitutional carry for their own citizens, but not constitutional carry for other people who were traveling through the state. I do not believe that would stand up in a court of law. You're not generally under the Equal Protection Clause. States are not allowed to treat non-residents significantly differently, at least certainly in criminal law, than they treat their own citizens. So there was never a court challenge that I know of. But in 2021, Wyoming reformed its law and did away with the requirement for state residency. And this year, just a short while ago, North Dakota passed a bill that did away with the residency requirement for constitutional carry in North Dakota. So at present, we do not have any of the constitutional carry or permitless carry states. There's now 27 of them. Florida's kind of a mixed case because it's permitless carry for concealed carry, but not for open carry. There's only 4 states where open carry is generally prohibited now, and that's Florida, California, Illinois, and New York. Even in the very anti-Second Amendment states of Hawaii and New Jersey, their law makes provision for open carry. So it's an unusual thing that Florida has done, but it is what it is. And so you no longer have to worry, essentially, if you're not a resident of one of the constitutional carry states. It doesn't really matter. If you're in the country illegally, you still may not have the right to carry. So, and if you're in the country but you can't legally own a firearm, then you could still be prosecuted for carrying in the constitutional carry states. For example, if you're from, let's say Bangladesh or something, you're here visiting friends, but you're only here for a short while, and it's not legal for you to have a handgun in Bangladesh, and so you are then not able to legally carry in the United States. So that's a nice reform because it brings uniformity to the constitutional carry states. And in North Dakota, they did it in a kind of a, you know, a little quirky way. It passed with overwhelming votes. I think 93-0 in the House and 44-3 in the Senate, House Bill 1339. And they basically said that if you're from another state and you have a license or some type of state-issued ID that shows you you're from that state, and then if you can legally possess a firearm, you can legally carry openly or concealed in almost all public spaces in North Dakota. I think that's a big win and something I've been looking to see happen for quite a while. And I think the reason that it passed with such large margins is that constitutional carry is no longer very controversial. I mean, it might have been controversial when Alaska became the first state to restore constitutional carry in 2003, and it was still controversial when Arizona became the second state to restore constitutional carry in 2010. But now in 2023, and we have 27 states, 26, depending on how you count Florida, that have constitutional carry, more than half the states in the union have it, it's really hard to claim that it has significant deleterious effects when it just hasn't happened.
Well, you know, now, I don't know if you've seen this, but did you see what happened in North Carolina?
Yeah. There's a couple things happened in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Very interesting things happened in North Carolina. Now, there's still a possibility. I don't know. I know that you know Paul Vallone.
Yeah.
Who heads up North Carolina, grassroots North Carolina. And he is a very smart, I would go so far as to say, brilliant political advocate, activist. And he thinks there's still a chance that through some political maneuvers, they can get constitutional carry back on track. But what he says is that the NRA lobbyists for the state didn't show up until about the last minute when they're just about ready to pass constitutional carry with a couple of little hiccups in it, but they could pass it, and started complaining and gave the people who didn't want to pass it enough cover to derail the bill, at least for the present. I would say probably the odds are against it right now, but when Paul Vallone says there's a chance, I listen because he has been consistently very, very
yeah, he's really good.
Correct.
Yeah, he's really good.
He is. He is. He knows what he's doing. He says there's still a chance. There's a chance. He blames the NRA lobbyists. I'm pretty sure he is correct. He has proven again and again to be correct.
See, here in South Carolina, they showed up as well. And there were a lot of people coming out against it. A lot of the head of SLED came out against it. A lot of low country sheriffs came out. Chiefs of the police came out against it. And the thing is that the NRA that did show up, they didn't actually put anything with what they were saying, right? They brought no stats or anything. These other guys showed up with all this anecdotal stuff that is out there and you can cite. And I called one of the senators that I knew that was for it, and I talked to him, and I said, who did you guys have testify? And he said, well, we didn't really get any good statistics. And I was just thinking, what? How do you guys not look out and find this kind of stuff? So I put him with John Lott. I put him and John Lott on the phone. And then I sent him a little fact sheet that I put together. And now they have between now and next Wednesday to try to do something with it. So I don't have high. But in South Carolina, I don't think they have high hopes because they only got something between now and Wednesday to.
Yeah, it's a short term.
Yeah.
But they have a chance. I mean, South Carolina is one of those, and I'd even say North Carolina, they have a chance. Not a great chance, but it's there. It's not zero. It's something. And of course, this means that the next time they probably have a little better chance because we have been winning and winning and winning. You know, when you have 27 states, that's a lot of winning over 20 years.
Yeah. A lot of winning. Well, I mean, you basically got 25 states in 13 years since Arizona. So anyway, we are about to run out of time. As it is, whenever, even when Dean travels, even if he's another hemisphere away, we find a way to get Mr. Weingarten on here to tell the tales of the things that he finds and the details that make a difference. And some of them are very good to know, and some of them are just very entertaining to know. So thank you for taking the time to join us today.
It is always a pleasure, Bill, and I expect we'll be able to continue to do this sometime into the future.
Yeah, probably later on this week would be my thought. So I'll talk to you then. And as for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would be very kind, you would remember this, because it's really important nowadays. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be complete, total, every little detail of your life control. This has been Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.